Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Greetings, you are now in tune with the Talking Reggae Podcast. As always, I am Jay of Street Level Uprising, and for what's sure to be one of the best episodes of Talking Reggae ever, I have an extremely special guest with me on this episode of Talking Reggae. Please welcome Michelle Richards. Michelle is a manager extraordinaire of Street Level Uprising and also tour manager for Soul Tribe. And she's here to tell us about this great tour that's coming up this week. Michelle, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I've been after you to get on my podcast for so long. You've helped me find so many artists to have, you know, half the artists I've had on the show come through you, through your recommendations. So I'm glad to finally have you on here. And you brought Reggae Mom along.
This is my mom, Brenda. Hi, guys. And also check my shirt.
Very nice. And also sporting the Underground Roots hat, which is
Hi, Scott.
Look at that. Just everyone's repping Underground Roots these days.
All right. So I'm very excited for one. You were already supposed to be here in September.
Yes.
And that was a very sad, sad situation. But to be fair, the universe has a way of making you be exactly where you need to be. And I'm internally grateful that you didn't get to go on that tour.
Yeah, I am too, because of, you know, what started out as being sick turned into Hurricane Ian. And in hindsight, I would have been in the Seattle airport ready to come home as the hurricane was hitting. And it would have been a nightmare for me having my family back here. So it was one of those blessings in disguise that I got sick and missed a tour, you know? So it's just,
No, see, the universe does love us, Jay. But everyone is so excited to finally see you in the Pacific Northwest. Oh. Soul Tribe still did their thing and they killed it.
Yeah.
And we all wanted this to be like this family unity, like, you know, East meets West type thing with all of you. And you actually get to come.
Yay. So this tour is great. It's with Soul Tribe again. So Soul Tribe and I'll be out there as well. Let's just go down it. Let's just run it down. So the tour starts Tuesday. In Vancouver, Washington at Cascade. Now I will be putting in kind of a late appearance because my flight gets in late. So the show itself will be Soul Tribe and Coloso. Tell me, you know, let's get into it. Let's get into this show.
Okay. So the show's going to be from 7 to 10. Soul Tribe's going to open it. Coloso's going to close it. And the thing I do love about working with you and Soul Tribe is you want the regional acts to close the night because you guys are trying to get your foot about you.
Yeah.
Get your own name, your own people out there, right?
Right.
But Coloso is one of my favorite bands on the planet, and here's why. Kevin is one of the hardest working musicians, much as yourself and Anthony, all them. That man has built his band from the ground up, and I got to see everything. And I think it was last week. Was it last week? Yeah, last week. He got to finally open up for like Clinton Farron, like legendary. You can't. I'm sorry. I'm biased. He's and I'm just in love with him anyway. But
yeah,
his whole entire band killed that show. they killed it, and they've been working really hard.
Yeah.
So having Coloso play with Soul Tribe again, for one, they all just meshed.
Yeah.
And if you did not see Kevin's post, he's like, I just want to meet Jay.
Well, and of course, Kevin Coloso, friend of the show, Kevin Coloso, because he's been on the podcast before.
We all want to meet Jay. We didn't think you existed.
I don't really exist. That's the thing.
He's a pretty face that you put on a podcast.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
But Kevin's really stoked.
Yeah, and I want to talk about something you said there, because this is something that I say to bands all the time, and they look at me like I'm crazy. Okay. When you are touring out of market, someplace where no one knows you, your first, second, maybe even third time through the town, I see every band comes through a town and they want to be the headliner. And they grab a local opener, and the local opener brings in people, and then everybody goes home. And the touring, because no one knows the touring, and so the touring headliner is left there and everybody's gone. I've been telling bands for a decade now, there's nothing wrong with being the opener in a new market. You're going to play for more people. Forget your ego. Drop the ego that says, I'm the touring band, I have to be the opener. And that's what I love about Anthony of Soul Tribe, is he gets that. He's like one of the only other people in this business besides me who gets that. If no one knows who you are, you shouldn't be the headliner.
So Coloso is the same way.
True.
Mind you.
True.
May I please say something beautiful about that entire band and Kevin himself. So Kevin feels the same way that you and Anthony do.
Mm-hmm.
What they want to do is they want to bring all the love, money, whatever happens to these touring bands who are struggling so hard.
Yeah.
To get into a new market. But when you're in their market, including you, they're going to do the same for you.
Right. Who gets the party started? Hello.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, and not a lot of people, most bands don't do this. And please, anyone watching, guess what? It's a two-way street, bro.
Mm.
I'll promote for you. You'll promote for me. Blah, 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 blah. And that's the way it should be. It's a tribe. It's a community. So the fact that all of us are working together, like with Dove Lounge and Lion the Judah Band and everyone else that we're working with, that's how everyone feels. And that's the way it should be. How do you tour if you don't have money? Yeah. How do you tour if you don't have anywhere to stay? That's where my mom's coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we got food, we got shelter. We got fans, and you can't get that if you don't have that community all the way around.
Right.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
So thank you for pointing that out.
Oh, yeah, no worries. And so Tuesday night, I'll get there when I get there. Hopefully the plane's on time, so I at least get to catch the last hour or so of the set. But I will be in the building, so you know, anyone who's at the Vancouver show, at least, you know, I'll get to meet everyone.
We get to say hi.
And that's the most important thing. Like, that's the reason I do this, is to meet people. Like, that's the coolest thing. You can be a music in your bedroom, but you know, for me to get out there and meet people face to face, that's why I do this, because music has brought me the greatest people in my life. If I didn't play music, I never would have met you, you know,
I can
say that about hundreds of people that I've met. If it wasn't for music, we never would have met. That's the beautiful thing about it. You know,
I'll give you rest numbers if you want.
So Wednesday, let's move on to Wednesday. So Wednesday
is a big one for me.
Yeah. So this is Wednesday, March 15th. Tell us all about it.
Okay. So it's only Street Level and Soul Tribe. And the reason why this resonates to my heart, all of you have agreed to do a hometown show for me and my mom and my stepdad and my brother. I grew up out here, and my mom's been through some trials and tribulations, and our community knows everything that we've been through.
Oh, they know we're cool as hell.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
If you've ever been to Safeway, you knew my mom.
Most people are not anymore, but lots of us really are one big family, the whole community. Mm-hmm. Mm. We used to have a freaking noon whistle and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. We used to, you know, when the mill, before the mill shut down, everybody, hey, the mill's, it's Friday. They're getting paid. The bars had to get, you know, primed and all that crap. And small town.
Oh, and then we have these drills once a week.
Oh my, no, we had, yeah.
When we very first moved here, like, there was this big alarm, and we're like, oh my God,
you have to learn
what's happening.
It's for the mill. In case there's a nuclear meltdown or something stupid like that. I mean, it's really not a worry, but sometimes it's stone. So, yeah, like, it's a
paper
mill.
It was a paper mill. Of course it's stone.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the one thing I do want to say about you and Soul Tribe, I appreciate how much you understand how much I love my community.
I want to say welcome to St. Helens. I'm so excited. Friends coming. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
But we get to pay tribute to the one woman that literally shaped my life, my sister's life, my niece. She helped start and create our alternative school system here in Columbia County. I actually was able to make up 2.5 years of high school from fucking off doing, you know, stupid things that you do.
Yeah, and
that I did. Not all the
We can get into the stupid things I did in high school in a future podcast.
We didn't have high school when I was growing up.
See what I told you?
Yeah.
I warned you. Anyway, she literally has shaped thousands of young people. And she may have been the administrator, but she went above and beyond for every single student that she had. She put this school on the map. Like, they have a waiting list of like 30-40 kids.
Wow.
From like all over the region that want to come and be part of our alternative school program.
That's cool.
So that's huge.
Yeah.
She, oh my gosh. So I went through a lot growing up. I had a lot of losses.
We all have it.
Yeah. I mean, but she was there for me. Like, she was like a mentor. She was like a counselor.
Right.
She helped set up like tutoring things for me in the few subjects I struggled in. Not to like toot my own horn, but I'm actually relatively smart. There's very few things that I struggled with, but she helped me with that. When we lost my sister, and we took on my niece after she, I'm sorry, Mom.
It's okay.
After she passed away, I took her into the office, when I moved back to Portland and, you know, well, St. Helens, but when we decided to try to help take care of her, my nephew went with his dad, but she came with us. She understood and knew my sister, and the way that she came about everything that was going on with our family and all the losses and everything that we endured, she offered some GED programs so that Michaela didn't have to go all the way through high school because it was too hard. Offered like job programs, things like that. You have to understand, she did all this for thousands of kids, not just us. And this started in 1997, and I was 99. So I started this in 98. So it was like a year after. I'm just telling you, this woman is magical. I'm your daughter. How old are you?
I haven't got a long time.
Either way, I'm and if you would, like, once you get to be here and be part of that show, yeah, you get to see how she shaped so many people. She's amazing, and I love her. And I don't think that my life would be the same without her. And she told me to pursue my music stuff, which is what I'm doing with you.
There you go. So she's even benefited me, and I've never even met her. See how that is? Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. She got Michelle out of the house several hours a day, so that benefited me. Sorry.
I love you. You said it's going to be your favorite podcast. Here we go.
Well, you know, it's like if my mom was sitting next to me, like all she does is bust my chops. So it's like, you know, like even last. So I'm talking to my mom last night, and she's like, I saw your most recent podcast. She said, you look, you know, tired or old or something. She said, how is it you're getting older? She said, I'm not getting any older. How are you getting older?
I keep talking to our kids. I've noticed this. I think it's a pattern.
Okay, you got to get your...
look great. And our kids are looking like shit these days.
So, Jay, we got to get your mom on Scott's Mother's Day Underground Roots.
Yeah.
Tribute to the moms.
Well, all right. Yeah. So it would work if she was here. No. I think so. She's not, because she's still 6 months away from being here in Florida. So
I know, but we're zooming.
Yeah, I can ask her. You know what? If she watches this episode, then she can call me and tell me if she wants to. If she wants to do that.
She might just have something to say to me. Who knows? Something to say to this one.
Oh geez. Okay, yeah. So let's go back to Thursday.
Yeah, let's move on. So March 16th, we're in Shoreline, Washington, at Aurora Borealis with another friend of the podcast, the Lion of Judah band. So tell us about this show.
Okay, I'm stoked about this. For one, this is one of my favorite venues. I've already done a show with Afro Man there.
That's that guy that was high all the time.
That's the guy that was high all the time. Yes. But the venue's awesome. So it's an old casino that they turned into a venue. So there's like this top portion that's all restaurant, all ages. It's awesome. Then on the bottom level, it's huge. It's like the stage is like a nice. Okay, so Martial Law Band is the last band that we had there, and that's like a 9-piece band. They fit very nicely on that stage. We're bringing in, on the whole tour, actually, we're bringing in Nocturnal Bright Skies. They're doing like the lights and sounds and lasers and things like that. This particular show is with my business partner, Patrick, Global Productions. We're putting on the show. But this venue is amazing. We have a VIP area that we can use.
Oh, for me? Rooms.
Yeah, for you.
Yeah.
It's your own room.
That's what I thought. Oh, you should be VIP, not VOP. Not very old. Very important. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
It happens.
Although the load in, a little harder. But
are there stairs?
No, it's like, it's this tight little, like, so there's, like the, like a wheelchair access on the bottom level, which is cool, but that's what the bands have to use. And it's kind of narrow.
Right.
So like, you can't pull up and like go through like the way you want to, you can, but you have to like go all the way back to the stage. That's the only thing.
Yeah, no big deal.
But either way, there's so much room, and the regulars there and the staff there, oh my goodness. Like, I feel like I'm at home. Every single show I've done there, I'm like, what's up? You know what I mean? Like, I'm talking to mom. So my band needs to eat. Can I order some food? Like, it's like that. It's awesome.
It's
Yeah.
It's funny you're saying that because I just had Taziah and Siobhan from Lion of Judah Band on here, and we were talking about Aurora, and they said the same thing. They said, great venue, wonderful people. And we were talking about how much of a difference that makes for artists and concert goers alike when there's good people behind the venue.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
It's true. The bartenders are nice. The door people, security, like everything. Like when you come in, it's like you went to your homie's house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, and everyone just treats you like that. Yeah. And when you go upstairs to the restaurant, like, so some people, they're trying to do more all ages shows. Ours is not that. Mm-hmm. But when we do, the restaurant people and the bar, it just, everyone's a family.
Yeah, everyone's that's really cool. Really
and parents cool. can also like be up in the restaurant and like sneak downstairs and watch the bands for a minute. And the kids are good with like mom or dad or whatever. Like, I love that.
Yeah, nice.
I love that. And it's right off, like, so it's barely north of Seattle. So our Seattle friends and family, it's that close. And then we have a lot of northern people like Arlington and blah, blah, blah. It's not that far. Mm-hmm. It's a very centralized location, which I love. Ooh. Because then we hop all the way to Tacoma, which for us Pacific Northwestern people, an hour or 45 minutes is a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. To go south, yes, it is.
Okay.
If it's a Friday, especially. I'm not going any further than I have to.
and that's a Friday, St. Patrick's Day, Friday night, St. Patrick's Day blowout.
There's no Friday going on there, right?
Uh-uh. Right.
Crap, it's like Uber me, right?
I mean, don't Uber.
Why?
I mean, you can Uber. I mean, but just get there.
Yeah.
That's our huge show with Dub Lounge.
Yeah, Just don't drive drunk. You can take it, you know, just, you know, don't drive drunk, but get there. And it's Airport Tavern in Tacoma. With Dub Lounge International, another, you know, some folks that I just met, just had on my podcast, another just more great people. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that show.
Okay, so I'm very stoked on that show because you can do whatever you want.
Thank you, Devin. Bye, Dana.
Bye.
Isn't she great? Told you it was going to be funny. Anyway, so I'm very excited about this show because, well, not only Lion and Judah Band, but Dub Lounge, like, we're going back to the roots and the core of what the reggae scene should be. And there's not a lot of people pushing that, promoting that.
Yeah.
I love them. And I love the new direction that they're going. I love that they brought some fresh new faces into the band. I've been a fan for at least 10 years. And I watched like all the directions that they've gone through, and Neftali, that man has the biggest heart and the most spirit ever. You want to talk about passion in music? It really does not get bigger than him, even bigger than you. And you really love music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anthony really, he actually blows all of you out of the water. No joke.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that because I know that the three different styles of music that you guys are all bringing, it's going to be beautiful.
Yeah.
And we're about to bring some conscious, happy, positive vibes on a St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
In Tacoma. Mm. Tacoma is not happy, people. It's just not. You'll see. You don't know.
Well, you know,
everyone who is from the region, no, not that there's not happy people, but point being, like, Tacoma is one of those struggling cities right now. Seattle, Portland, we're not doing that great. there's a lot of depression. There's a lot of homelessness and things like that. There's a lot of issues. But us doing what we're doing in these communities, I feel like we can bring up the vibe and help like bring back to the communities, which is what I love about you and Anthony, because you're willing to do all those things.
Oh yeah. And the thing that all of us have in common, no matter what strain of reggae we play, is we're all interested in consciousness, spirituality, positivity. Yep. There's a bigger thing. It's bigger than us. And there's a bigger message to what we do. It's not, you know, I've said before, you know, I love party bands too, but there's a lot of us have something that's just a little bit stronger than that, a little bit bigger. We're all beholden to something that's bigger than we are.
It's true. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm very excited about that show too, because all my guys get to finally come together.
Yeah.
And that's big.
Yeah.
That's huge. So Dub Lounge is like pretty well known on the north end, not so much the south end.
Mm-hmm.
You are known nowhere, but everywhere.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It's going to be fun. And then Dan, who owns the Airport Tavern, he's a good friend of mine. He believes in all the things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He also runs Reggae on the Way. Oh, you said you were going to drink tea.
I've got both. I've got both. I'm going. Cheers. Wait, I've got both. That's fine.
Oregon.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway, no, I love it. And Dan's been trying to help reshape that whole scene make it a little safer. I'm thankful that the Airport Tavern is located where it is, because it's a little bit like on the safer end of town.
Mm-hmm.
And again, he's willing to support us and willing to support our cause. Then we get really fun on Saturday.
Yeah, that's Saturday's the biggest, the most people involved in any of these shows.
My goodness.
So Saturday, March 18th in Seattle, Washington at Harissa. And yeah, let's do it. Do the lineup for that show.
Oh my God. Okay. Let me tell you. All my favorite hip hop people meet my favorite reggae people. Okay. So let me start off with Marshall, a Marshall Law Band. This man has the biggest heart I have ever seen. Even bigger than yours, almost, unless you lived in Seattle, and then I disagree. But he's the one that throws the Emerald City Gala every year, where we give back to the homeless right before Christmas. He throws this huge gala. We gather food, supplies, clothes, everything like that. And he does this red carpet event, and it goes all back into the community. Beautiful. So everyone is volunteering their time, everything. Then on Christmas Day, he has a small little group of people. They give out like sack lunches along with everything else that they've collected to the homeless on Christmas Day.
That's
how beautiful this man is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just start off with that. Marshall Law Band. It's one of my favorites, and it's hip hop, but it's not all the way hip hop. They got horns. They got everything. And they actually are now international, like three times over. But they love like the North End. They love us, like our community. And Marshall ends up having to have like security and stuff like other places. But when he goes home, he's like, nah, I don't need that. Yeah. It's just my people, you know? Either way, he was really excited to actually do something with touring reggae acts, and he wanted to be part of it. And Coaster, I'm so in love with that man too. Sorry, he recently got married. Congratulations again. He's from the Eastern Washington, and he's breaking out into the Seattle scene. This man is a motivational speaker for high school students on top of everything else he does. Want to talk about conscious?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So he got to actually start off the gala this year for Marshall's thing. So, and he blew the roof up.
Nice.
He's amazing. And he's very excited. And he loves the whole like reggae, like hip hop vibe and the conscious movement that we're all just trying to push forward anyway. Mm-hmm. This is going to be one of the only shows you get to see that has a lineup like this.
Yeah. I love it. Especially, you know, with street level, when we were based in Lawrence, Kansas, it's like, there's not enough reggae bands out there a lot of times to make a reggae show. Yeah. So you end up playing eclectic shows, and I love playing eclectic shows. You know, you don't want them to go too far, but you know, conscious reggae and conscious hip hop playing together, like that's beautiful. That's a great night for everyone who's there.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get to get people that are collaborating from two different like walks of life, so to speak, mm-hmm. coming together and like getting to know new music and opening their minds to new possibilities.
Yeah.
But to be fair, if they were not conscious, it would not be the same show.
Yeah. There has to be a thread that connects us. There has to be a thread that connects because musically the styles are different. There has to be that thread that connects the hip hop and the reggae artists. And that of course is consciousness, because all these artists are heavily conscious.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what I love about it. And the beauty of all the artists that we're working with, like we spoke about earlier, everyone's willing to collaborate and help each other in different regions. So this is a movement. That's what we're doing. This is a movement.
Yeah.
It's going to be a beautiful thing. We get to spread the word the way that we wanted to, how we want to, and we're helping direct that.
Right.
But I need to give big ups to Deal Media Group and Not Your Mother, Teresa's Photography.
Right.
This has been Teresa and I's dream together, and she gets to shoot it.
Yeah.
So that's huge. Like getting you guys in the Pacific Northwest in the first place, like that's how we started.
Right.
And I'm so thankful that her and DL Media Group are volunteering their time to shoot us and like be part of everything.
Yeah. And she's an unbelievable photographer. Like there's, you know, it's especially shooting concert photography is a very specific skill. You have to know right when to hit the button. You have to know when an artist is about to do something interesting. You have to have this intuition that not everyone has, and she's fantastic at it.
She is. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you know, she's our sister from another mister, so
that's right.
That's helpful.
That's right.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
And I'm just, so for her, Not Your Mother, Teresa's Photography, and DL Media Group for when her and Mike are doing things together.
Yeah.
But the fact that Nocturnal Bright Skies is like hopping on this journey with us, mm-hmm. providing lights, lasers, sound, stage, whatever we need.
Yeah.
And they're doing this because they believe in everything that we believe in. That's pretty huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're moving out of the EDM spectrum. This is their very first tour. It's their very first like live band thing. So we are all doing this together. It's a fun learning experience, you know?
Right.
And we learn and grow together.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And just to go back to what you said a couple minutes ago about the dream of bringing conscious artists together, that's something you and I have talked about from the very beginning, is wanting a conscious reggae network, because there are only a handful of, especially if we're talking the American reggae scene, there's really only a handful of conscious artists, and we really need to come together and stick together to build this up, because consciousness is not at the forefront of what's going on now. So we're kind of we're kind of trying to find our space and bringing all these artists together. So this is just another step in that direction with everyone who's on this tour.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? And maybe this will be an eye opener to everyone else who is paying attention to what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Be like, listen, this is the direction we really need to go. Yeah. Because I have three daughters. You have two kids. Mm-hmm. Anthony has kids. Like, think about, we're all family people.
Yeah.
Ultimately on this tour.
Right.
And I know why I chose to promote reggae to my kids. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't have to skip songs.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, you don't have to skip those songs, babe. You can love everyone. Like, you know what I mean? Like, listening to everything that was on the radio, I was like, oh Lord, no. I didn't even know what half those songs were about. And then I found out, like, Freedom told me, I was like, you're singing about what? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
So I want to sit down with that band on camera. Can I do that?
Sure. Sorry. Anyway, but like, and then when it started taking a turn and there was like all this party music and things like that, it's not a bad thing. Like you said,
right.
I like it. I listen to it. It makes me like when I'm in a bad mood, I just want to get in a different place. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I do love and appreciate that music, but at the end of the day, I want to hear music with purpose. I want to get a message.
Yeah.
I want to feel it within the core of my soul, and I want to push toward that movement, that message, and I want my kids to hear that too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to for me, and that's what it came down to for you. Sure.
Yeah. And we've also discussed, you know, this is the roots of reggae music, that we've strayed so far from what reggae music was and the time and the place that reggae music grew out of. Consciousness is part of the fabric of reggae. So to go so far away from that, it's like we just want to bring a little bit of that back. We just want to, you know, kind of bring and show people, hey,
ease into it.
Yeah. Exactly. And, you know, dig on what you're digging on, but also, you know, there's bands out here who are also doing this and, you know, try to get people to also check out bands like Soul Tribe, you know, bands like Dub Lounge International, bands like Lion of Judah Band. So yeah, absolutely. Get bands like Colossus. Yeah. Like that's what we want to do is help guide, you know, people who haven't heard these bands to check those bands out because they have something.
Clinton Farron.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. I'm
legend.
Sorry.
Yeah. Legend. Yeah, absolutely.
When you really like sit down, and the thing I love about his CDs is he still has lyrics in some of his CDs and you can like read through it. That's a real message.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, thankfully we have bands like you guys, but people aren't doing it like that anymore. And it's just really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad because we need that. We do need the fun music. Like you said, we do, but can't we switch it up to where it's both?
Sure. Yeah. And you can have fun and dance at a Soul Tribe show or at a, you know, at a Dub Lounge International show, at a Coloso show, the same way you do at, you know, bands that aren't doing that. So that's the great thing about
I have.
Yeah, that's the great thing about reggae is you're always going to have a good time, and you can also enjoy conscious music sometimes while you're doing it. You know, so
it's true. It's true. Yeah. That's what I mean. Even conscious bands can do something fun.
Absolutely.
Or fun bands can do something conscious.
Right.
As long as we're just trying to like get it back to the root of how it all started.
Right.
Yeah. And it's supposed to be this.
Yeah, and I guarantee people a great time at a street level show. You're not, you know, I'm not up there preaching. It's still great.
Know.
You know what I mean? It's still fun. It's still a blast, even though I may talk about things that are a little more serious than some other artists. It's like it's still a blast, you know.
Sorry, mom's giving me more coffee. Well, but yeah, no. I love that. And I think that this tour is a very good starting point, at least for the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
I can't speak for the rest of the world or any other region, I know what you're pushing where you're at, and I know what Anthony's pushing where he's at.
Right.
And I honestly do know all the other artists that we're working with, they want the same things.
Yeah. And we're going to have a great time, and we're going to show everyone who's in any of that, who attends any of these shows is going to have an incredible time. So,
going to be all, it's not preachy. It's going to be fun.
No, it's a good time.
You won't
it's,
even know that you heard positive things.
That's what I try to do. I do the subversive things. So people don't really know what I'm talking about. But so if people want more information on these shows, they want to know the addresses and all those things. It's on Facebook. That's a great place to go. Place to go is on Facebook. I've got it all on the Street Level Uprising website too, on the tour page. So there's places people can go to check these out. The Street Level.
Go to my page too.
Yeah, go to the Michelle Richards page. Yeah, Soul Tribe, Street Level pages on Facebook. Yeah.
I am sharing it to a bunch of different groups, like Show Buddies, like all the Pacific Northwest groups. Seattle groups, Tacoma groups, Portland groups. Mm-hmm. It's all over.
Yeah.
But the best way to do it is to look at our tour flyer, figure out where you want to go, and you can go on Facebook, and then like all the events are already created. So
yeah, right on.
I wish I had easier like ways to go, but you know. That's what I got.
It's easier than it was before the internet. Now it's all out there, and it's easy, much easier to find.
Exactly. And you said you have all the events on your page.
Yeah, it's all on the Street Level Uprising website too. You can go there and learn about, you know, every.
I believe they're all on Sir Tribe's page too.
Yeah. So yeah, there's plenty of places online you can go to find out exactly where everything's going down and all the details. And I'm looking forward to it. We're gonna have some fun.
Me too. And if you have any questions, anybody, hit up you, me, Anthony.
Right.
Cool. Teresa. Yeah. I mean, honestly, there's a tribe of people you can get a hold of.
Indeed.
But honestly, it's going to be amazing. And the shows that I feel like for our Seattle people, you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Oregon people, we got Tuesday, Wednesday.
Right on.
Right?
It sounds great. Come have some fun with us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jay, I can't believe you got me to do this.
Yay. I've been trying to get you on it for a long time. I'm so glad you did it. And we are going to do it again because there's so much more cool stuff happening in the future that we'll talk about in a future episode. And, you know, just can't wait to do this and looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much for finally coming on the Talking Reggae podcast. And we will do this again.
Much love, everyone. Bye.
And I'll see you soon. One love.
One love.